Today is Wednesday, November 9th, and you're listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm your host, Sammy Sage, and the Morning Announcements is your daily 5-minute breakdown of the headlines that isn't afraid to take a side and roast the most consequential reality show there is, our government. This episode is brought to you by Uncommon Goods, your secret weapon to make holiday shopping stress-free, where you can shop a huge selection of meaningful, unique gifts by small, independent businesses. As of this recording at 2 a.m. Eastern Time, control of Congress is still up in the air. So depending how the results go, I may be back later for a special afternoon or evening edition of the Morning Announcements. So be sure to tune in later or follow me on Instagram at Sammy, where I will be updating you on any new information. In the House of Representatives, the Democrats currently hold 217 seats, while the Republicans have 218, with numerous races not called yet. The Senate currently stands at 47 seats for the Democrats and 46 for Republicans, after Democrat John Fetterman defeated Dr. Mehmet Oz. We are still awaiting results in the most hotly contested Senate races in Georgia, Wisconsin, Arizona, and Nevada. Overall, Democrats had way more wins than most polling had indicated, flipping more seats than expected and defending key offices such as Abigail Spanberger's in Virginia and Maggie Hassan's in New Hampshire. Both parties traded congressional seats in the House, with a number of races yet to be called. I will get into details on the most important flips when the results are all in. At this point, it appears that the House majority could go to either party, and will end up with an extremely small margin either way. In punditry terms, it is too close to call. Now let's talk about some trends on the Republican side. One of the few Trump-endorsed candidates to win last night was J.D. Vance, who will soon be Ohio's Senator Vance after defeating Democrat Tim Ryan. In addition to that, the other key Senate seat that Republicans held was in North Carolina, where Trump-endorsed Ted Budd defeated Democrat Sherry Beasley. The Republicans' best performances overall were in Florida, where Ron DeSantis was re-elected governor, Marco Rubio defeated Val Demings to be re-elected to the Senate, and Matt Gaetz was re-elected to his congressional seat, despite being under investigation by the FBI. However, Florida, always full of surprises, has also blessed us with our first Gen Z member of Congress, with Democrat Maxwell Alejandro Frost defeating Calvin Wimbish for a House seat. He really said, "I don't need to be real, I need to be in office." Now let's talk governorships. Democrats also flipped at least two governorships, the first in Maryland, where Wes Moore, a political newcomer and former combat veteran, was victorious and will now serve as the state's first Black governor. The second big gubernatorial flip, I hate the word gubernatorial, by the way, was in Massachusetts, where Maura Healey was elected the first woman to lead the state and the first lesbian to lead any state. As for some of the more contested governorships, in Pennsylvania, Democrat Josh Shapiro defeated election denier and Christian nationalist Doug Mastriano. Thank God. Democrat Gretchen Whitmer defeated Tudor Dixon in Michigan, and in Wisconsin, Democrat Tony Evers defeated Republican Tim Michaels. And in the randomly concerning New York election, Democrat Kathy Hochul defeated Lee Zeldin for governor, making her the first woman elected to run New York. By the way, Attorney General Letitia James was also re-elected in New York, so she can continue her investigations. Republicans held on to a number of unsurprising governorships, including Brian Kemp in Georgia, Kevin Stitt in Oklahoma, and Kristi Noem in South Dakota. And also, Sarah Huckabee Sanders is back in the game, having been elected as governor of Arkansas. I don't think the Red Hen will be franchising there. Now let's finish up with some ballot measures, where the people get to vote directly for what we want. The first issue, abortion. Voters in Vermont, Michigan, and California have all passed measures to codify abortion rights in their constitutions, while voters in Montana and Kentucky voted against bans on abortion. Americans can't seem to agree on much, but it seems that we can agree that the legal system should see its way out of our cervixes. Maryland also voted to legalize cannabis, and under the measure, convictions for now legal conduct will be expunged, and people currently serving time for related offenses will be eligible for resentencing. And finally, in D.C., voters approved a ballot initiative which outlaws a sub-minimum wage for tipped workers. Instead, they will receive the full minimum wage, plus tips on top. Kind of like how Congress receives their salary, plus stock tips on top. That is all for now. Be sure to tune in and follow me on Instagram for more results today, and I will definitely let you know if we do an additional episode. Thank you for listening to the morning announcements, and thanks again to our partner, Uncommon Goods. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/morning. That's uncommongoods/morning for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, because we are all out of the ordinary. And while you're giving gifts and feeling generous, please help us keep growing the show by leaving me a review on Apple Podcasts or 5 stars on Spotify, or both. Your support means absolutely everything to me. And if you can't get enough of the morning announcements, be sure to subscribe to my new premium episodes where I deep dive into the bigger themes behind the headlines that we can't cover in 5 minutes. The newest episode is about the Christian nationalist plan to make the United States into a theocracy, governed legally and socially by Christian rules and values. Roe v. Wade was just the first step in a much more extreme agenda. You can subscribe on Apple or Spotify and get 2 long premium episodes a month. And by the way, there is a 7-day free trial on Apple. Until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on. Betches.